Center Wellington has a lot of love for 14-year-old Fergus resident, Addison Hill. On Saturday, more than 100 people showed up at Center Wellington District High School to participate in the charity 3v3 basketball tournament, part of Team Addy Family Fun Day. The event is sponsored by Move CW and is part of the Team Addy fundraiser for the Sick Kids Foundation. Addison, who goes by Addy, was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer called angiosarcoma in 2021. While she was not able to attend the event, all proceeds from it will be going to the Sick Kids Foundation in support of sarcoma cancer research. Dave Hill, Addy's father, refers to sarcoma as the forgotten cancer. There are a lot of cancers out there that aren't as rare as angiosarcoma, and those other ones have a lot of research, and that research has cures, but the cure rate for sarcoma isn't that great, he said. So we're hoping that this is going to raise awareness and that if somebody has a lump in the future, that they're going to look for that cancer earlier than thinking it's something else. July also happens to be angiosarcoma month, so it happens to fall into place. What started as an idea for a charity basketball tournament with a lemonade stand grew into something bigger, adds Dave. Besides the tournament, there are carnival games, raffle tables, an artisan market, food truck, silent auction, live music and more. The community, our family and our friends came together to really pull together to make this happen, he said, citing his wife, Jessica Hill, who came up with the event. I'm emotional, that's for sure. In support of Addison, we've had local companies put her name up on their signs for her birthday. It was her birthday yesterday, said Dave. We've been celebrating her every day since her diagnosis. Greg Wallowich, who came to the event on Saturday afternoon, called it, awesome. My son is friends with Addison, so it felt close to home, Wallowich said about why he came out. When someone is sick, you want to help out however you can. The initial goal for the event was to raise $14,000. However, the campaign currently has raised over $62,000. At this rate, Dave said the campaign is on track to reach over $100,000 by the end of Saturday. He notes the event also received a donation of an 18 Kelvins white gold ring designed by Kat Florence, which will be auctioned off. We're making lots of money for sick kids and we are so excited about it, said Dave. We're going to blow the snot out of 100 grand. Letizia Ferreira is the manager of community partnerships at the Sick Kids Foundation. She said the level of outreach for Family Fun Day is not only families, as people from as far as Wasaga Beach are attending. This is truly a community partnership, she said. Brent and Elizabeth Giles, friends of Dave and event volunteers, also agree. They mention over 50 teams registered for the tournament, some from places like Oakville and Burlington. There are also 70 volunteers helping out during the event. It's amazing how Center Wellington came on this, said Brent. Everybody's rallying for Addy. Mia Valeriote is Addy's cousin and a volunteer at Family Fun Day. She said she knows how much this event means to Addy. We're showing how much we love her, said Valeriote. Residents can make a donation to the Sick Kids Foundation campaign at this link.